Sherwood Gimlin, Sukkot Tesh Tishrei Hetov Shin Mem Aleph, October 9th, 1980, on Thursday.
Shir.
To go over to the more Kaveres in the Chaim, because it's impossible to understand. I mean, this is the Sukkot Tishrei without going over the Sukkot Kaveres. Now, Tishrei has the Kash. Why does Rav Chisda say that Tirut Chamisha and Chitz Chamisha in Tzalvim, but Yachshev Orish is a Yochid Mitam Di Boi Bona Chalim Midem Mishtamash Kid Ashkechon Berish Chalvim Gavi Amu Vishus Arabi Gavi Yaso Virochi Pabo Vinoaz Be Yosef Kolcho Miyate Vimile Kule Vinsendei Choshev Kule Vishus a Yochid Hollywood, the boy monarch will be on the start. But the shiny is, what comparison is there between the Gemara and Yeravim and this? The Gemara and Yeravim deals with the normal Kabei Ayud. So the richest Yud we have, because that's the Aloha, that Omed Kabei Ayud has indeed the richest Yud. Even though, I mean, it's not much of a home, it still has indeed the richest Yud. And Omed Kabei Ayud. So the melee, what the shayla is, if you put up a number of pets on the surface of the omed, so then it's the mayit, the reich of dalet. So the Gemara says, in view of the fact that you can put it up on top of the pets, so the melee, it's considered to be a mokei tashmish of dalet. So it's considered to be a mokei tashmish of dalet. Masha'ikin here, according to Rav Chisda, that Gibbet Hamisha and Chitza Hamisha in its starving. Now, we have a tail of fire, and then we have a K-cell of fire. And so we don't have, tail is like an omelet, and the K-cell is a K-cell. Now, what's the difference between the Mechitze of Omud Kobayayut and the Mechitze of a K-cell? Mechitze of a K-cell, so it's Mamisha Mechitze. It's a mechitze that is makiv the hole, that is makiv open space. But in a normal, so it's completely compact. It's auto. There is no hole in the auto, in the omud. So still, it has a din of mechitze. So that's the difference between the din mechitze of an omud and the din mechitze of a mechitze mamish of a case. The din mechitze of an omud is not marking the whole open space. It doesn't set up an enclosure. It doesn't encompass an enclosed open space portion of space. Masha'inke, a mechitze mamesh, the mechitze of the keisel, so it is marking, it encompasses, it encircles a portion of open space of the whole. So that's the shower, the machleket between Rav Chisda and Rima in Gittin, as to whether Gidut Chamishon, Chitza Chamishon is Zavim, Gidut, that's the din Mechitze of Omud, Omud Tehu, and Mechitze means a Keisel, Mamish Mechitze, whether there can be a Tzil of a 5 Tvachim Omud and 5 Tvachim Mechitze. So, Rima says there can be a Tzil, we pass like Rima, but Rav Chisda says there cannot be any Tzil. So if there cannot be any Tzil, so we don't have the Chitzes Yud. If we don't have the Chitzes Yud, so what avail is the fact that he can put up a board and then mishamish? The Gemara in Erev has reference to a case where we have the Chitzes Yud. That's the Chitzes Yud is the consist of the Din Chitzes of Omud. The Din Chitzes of Omud. But he put up a number of pegs on the surface of them. So, as long as he didn't put up any pegs, so it had the mokeh tashmish of dalet. The moment he put up a peg here, peg here, peg here, peg here, so then it reduced the shtamshes on the mokeh of dalet. So the Gemara says, no, he did not reduce, it's still capable of being mishtamish on the mokeh dalet. He can put on top of the pegs a pack that has an area of dalet, a on top of the bed, and it will stand on top of the bed. He can put it up and be mishtamish over the whole area of Dalai Lama. So then we understand, even, so he says it in the Mishnayochi, even though he didn't put anything down, as long, because it has the Mechitzesu. But what happened as a result of the few pegs he set up on the surface of God? The walking Dalet of Tashmishi was reduced. So the Mora says, no, it wasn't reduced. It still is capable of being mishtamish over an area of Dalet of God. Masha'in can hear, I call it Rav Chisda, that Gilut Chamisho, Mechitzus Chamisho, is a mitzvah. Gilut Chamisho, Mechitzus Chamisho, is a mitzvah. So the melee we do not have God Tevayun if there is no tzeh. Because five pochim consists of a Gilut Chitze of Amut, and five pochim consists of a Mechitze Vadish of Keiso. And the two are not Yitzhuet. So we do not have the Mechitzes of Yud. If we do not have the Mechitzes of Yud, just because he has the potential, he has the capacity of putting up a board across the whole tail from one side to the other. So the Mele, because of that, so he should be Karmel Shayochi. But he didn't put up the board. He didn't put up the board. We have to understand. Now, then, we have to understand. Now, last time we said that this Reb Chaim mentions, Reb Chaim doesn't mention this case verse, Reb Chaim discusses the case of Sankar Beres, but it's the same halacha. In other words, what is now, Ibona Cholomidam Mishtamish, so then, the case says that the Kaveres also, since he can put a board on top of the Kaveres, so melee, it has a dinner Mishayoch and Kaveres. But if he puts a board on top of the Kaveres, so then the Mishnayochit will be the top of the Kaveres. Let's say, if this is the Kaveres, this is the cylinder. If this is the Kaveres. So if he put, and let's say from here to here, there is no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. But there is doubt about it from here to here. From here to here. So merely the tail does not have a mocking mishtamshes of Dalet al Dalet, but since it's monach and middle mishtamish, so merely the top of the kaveres is a rishtayot. But how about the tail? So the pshat is monach pshat. If the top of the kaveres becomes a rishtayot, and the tail of the kaveres is open to the top of the kaveres, so mainly the tail of the kaveres also becomes a mishayochi on the basis of the halacha of who is mishayochi. Who is it? Takes us in Eira Midachayim Ches, the Ebenezer in Rechayim mentions it, says that even if he puts it, that with the halacha of Munach Midam Mishamish, so only the top of the kaveres will become a mishayochi. But the inside of the kaveres will not become a mishayochi. So Reb Chaim explains it because there is a machlekes kesheim. In regard like this, a mishayochi cannot become unless it has dalet al dalet. But if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, it doesn't become a mishayochi. The question is, suppose it is chulei mishayochi. So some kesheim say that if it is a mishayochi on the basis of chulei mishayochi, then it doesn't have to be dalet al dalet. When does it have to be Dalet al Dalet if it has to become Mishtayochi on the basis of its own merit, on the basis of its own mechitzes? But if it has to become Mishtayochi on the basis of the fact that it's open to Mishtayochi, not on the basis of mechitzes, so it doesn't have to be Dalet al Dalet. But that's what the Sheikh will say, that even where it is to become Mishtayochi on the basis of who Mishtayochi, so only the Chayim has the Chshibes of Dalet al Dalet, but if the Chayya does not have Dalet al Dalet, so even the Chumri Mishtayochi do not become a Mishtayochi. So the Meir takes us in Eira Midah Gafayim Ches, he holds that Chumri Mishtayochi also require Dalet al Dalet. So the Meir takes us in Eira Midah Gafayim Ches, says that even though from here to here, it's not, there is no Dalet al Dalet, only from here to here there is Dalet al Dalet. But since it's more like a middle mishlamech, so the mele, the top here, has a din of mishayochit. The top here has a din of mishayochit. So the mele, the tenech of the gameres, also the mishayochit. That's Tesis and Shabbos. And Tesis negative holds, no, but since the tenech does not a dalet, because it is the diameter from here till here is 5 and 2, it's 5 and 2/5 of 5 and 2/5 volume. So the mele, that means from here to here, it does not have dalet. So the mele, the teich cannot become a shayochit even on the basis of Purim. That's what Reb Chaim explains. But over there we understand. Because over there it has mechitzas yud. Masha'ikin here, it doesn't have mechitzas yud. So how can we say, just because he can put a yosef to the mishtamech, so maybe to pass the shayochit, but it doesn't have yud? What do we say? It does have yud. Why does it have yud? Because you're being mitzareh. The kidud with the mechitzah. But mechitzah says you cannot be mitzareh. So it doesn't have mechitzah yud. So how can it become a mishayochit on the basis of the fact that you can be monach le'idahu mishtamech? So this is the first thing that we have to understand. Otherwise, the Tesis doesn't even make sense. So obviously, Tesis assumes that here too, it's only a question of a mokei tashmish of dal vadalot. It's not a question of a din mechitzes. Because if a din mechitzes din lakim, a mechitzes yudet din lakim, it's not shy of the same just because he has the potential to put out a board, and then it will have a mechitzel view. So mainly it acquires a mechitzel. That wouldn't even make sense. So, obviously, here too, even according to that priest, who says that Gilut Hamisha, mechitzel, But Mechitzas Yud Tes. Moshe Akiv Tes Mechitzas Yud. So why do we have to resolve to Monach HaLevit Mishnamos? Now we have to understand first what is called Gidut Al-Kedin and what is called Mechitzas. Gidut Hamisho, Mechitzas Hamisho, Tesha says, means if you have a tail, a hill of 5 kvachim, and then on top of it you set up a case of 5 kvachim. So that's Gidut Hamisho, and that's Mechitzas Hamisho. So it's Ishaya whether you can inside. Why is it Ishaya whether you can inside? Let's say we cannot inside. Why is it considered without recourse to the concept of tzil? It's a, you have a mechitza of ten. The answer is there are two kinds of mechitzas. There is an actual mechitza. An actual mechitza means a keser, a fence, that a wall that encompasses a home. That's an actual mechitza. You have an enclosure. You have a house. So, yeah, you have the walls. That's actual mechitzas. And what do the walls do? They encompass. They are magic. This hole. This hole. That's an actual mechitzah. And then we say, oh, the way I need to go down the ocean mechitzah. What does it encompass? What does it encompass? It's kumi otum. It's completely compact. There is no open space. Nothing hollow. It's kumi otum. So, what kind of. So, oh, it's a din mechitzah. It's not an actual mechitzah, but it's a din mechitzah. What's the din mechitzah? Now, what does mechitzah mean? Mechitza means it encompasses, it encircles something. What is the omud? What does the omud encompass? It encompasses itself. I wish I have to say it encompasses itself. It's completely, this is an omud. Let's say it's not an omud, the light. So what does the encompass? Where is the mechitza? A mechitza means it has to be marking something. So what does it encompass? What does it encompass? Now, Rashi in Shabbos, the great Nazirik, says, Nazirik, and it is a Shabbos, so Rashi says that Omud has a din mechitzeh because the mechitzeh consists of the surface, the side surface of the Omud. The side surface of the Omud. So, in other words, this is one mechitzeh, this surface is one mechitzeh, this surface is another mechitzeh, this surface is another mechitzeh, this surface is another mechitzeh. What is the compass? But it's completely wrong. It's completely wrong. So it still has a din mechitzah. It still has a din mechitzah. A din mechitzah. Now, so in other words, so what is the mechitzah and what is the compass? So in other words, the mechitzah consists of the surface. What is the surface? Is the surface a tangible thing? The surface is a two-dimensional thing. It's a plane. The surface is a plane. It's not a solid. It's a plane. It's a two-dimensional thing. A two-dimensional thing doesn't even exist except in the imagination. But that's the aloha. That's the aloha. That the surface of the omud has a din mechitzah. This is what Rashi says. This is what Rashi says. So in other words, so the surface, so what kind of mechitzah is it? It's a two-dimensional mechitzah. And this two-dimensional mechitzah, what does it encompass? It encompasses the omet, the whole omet. The whole omet has 3 dimensions. But the surfaces, the 4 surfaces of the omet, they encompass the omet. So, that's not an actual mechitzah. That's not an actual mechitzah. Why? Because an actual mechitzah means that the mechitzah encompasses a whole. Here, the mechitzah, the two-dimensional thing, first of all, in actual mechitzah, you have a 3-dimensional mechitzah. And the 3-dimensional mechitzah encompasses and circles, is maki, a whole. In omud, has a din mechitzah. And it's not a 3-dimensional mechitzah, it's a 2-dimensional mechitzah. And it doesn't encompass a whole, it encompasses a domod. It encompasses domod. So that also has a din of mechitzah. So, Mereima says, and we pass by Mereima, that Yidut Chamisha and Chitza Chamisha Mitzvah. That means that the Din Mechitza of Omud, 5, and the actual Mechitza of the case of 5, Amtzor, to constitute a Din Mechitza of you. But Rafita says, no, that Yidut Chamisha and Chitza Chamisha and Mitzvah, or you come and eat, or you kill it with Yidut, or you call it with Mechitza. Either All the ten tefachim height consists of an actual mechitze that encompasses. What do you mean by actual mechitze? An actual mechitze that encompasses a hollow, or the whole ten consists of a din mechitze of omos. But you cannot do mitzvah. You cannot do mitzvah. So apparently, Teis Veshite is that even if we say Gidut Hamisho Mechitza Hamisho Yitztarfin, if we say Yitztarfin, so the Mele, then according to Mele, so then without Monach we don't Shamish, or let's say even with Dolochim, so we don't say Monach we don't Shamish. So if you have a hill of fire, English is Rabbim, and then you set up a case of fire. Kisla 5 here, and here, and here, and here. So then, this enclosure becomes a Erishtayot. Why? For the Tzil, according to Marina. For the Tzil of Gidut and Mechitz. So what kind of a Mechitz is it? Then it becomes, who can Mechitz? So then it becomes, because there are two kinds of Erishtayot. There is a Erishtayot that is set up for the fact that actual mechitzes encompass a hollow, and there is another type of mishayochit that is set up by the fact of the two-dimensional mechitzes. Now, according to Marema, that we say, Gidut Hamisha Mechitza Hamisha Mitzalkin, so there can be a tzil of the din mechitze of Amut, the two-dimensional mechitze, and the actual mechitze of a kesel. So the Meyoe, if you, on the hill of five tefachim, you put up cases of five, so then the whole hill, the bottom of the hill, becomes a mishitayochi, like an enclosed place, like a house. So if we say it's tafi, then what kind of a mishitayochi is set up? So it's a mishitayochi, the mishitayochi takes effect as a result of actual mechitzes. If we say it's talking, then it is the same kind of mishtayochi like a hotel that has four walls, like a house. If we say ain't it's talking, so then, now, if we say like Merena, that it's talking, so then we don't have any problem. We don't have any problem with Dalet. Because since there is a tzil, and of course the karka of the hill of the tail, that certainly a dollar, it has maybe 1,000 by 1,000 tvachim, or 10,000 by 10,000 tvachim. So we have no problem. But if we say like Hafizde, the tail is starting, so the tail does not become a regular mishitayochit, like a chotzer that has four walls, because there is no tzil. But Suppose you have an omud. Let's say you take an omud, and then this is the omud, and then it's 10 tefachim high. And suppose the upper 5 tefachim of the omud you hollow it out. So 5 tefachim. The lower half of the omud will be automatically completely compact, and then the upper 5 tefachim will be hollowed out, but they will be closed. It will be hollow inside the upper 5 tefachim, but it will be closed. In other words, there is a thin wall on the upper half on all four sides, but the upper 5 tefachim are hollow inside. But there is a thin solid side, encompassing the 5 upper tefachim of that omud. So, will that have a din of mishitayochit on top of that omud? Mistaka that it will have. It will have. Why? Because then we won't say, according to Rafita, you cannot be mitzaleh, mechitzes. Of mamesh that encompass the hollow, and with mechitzes, with din mechitzes of omud that are two-dimensional mechitzes. Because just as in the case of a complete omen, that is completely omen, the lower half is omen and the upper half is omen. So what is the mechitze? The mechitze is really an imaginary mechitze. It's not, when I say imaginary, I don't mean that it's not real. I mean, it's not visible. It's not a three-dimensional thing. It's not tangible. It's not tangible. So the melee, it consists, the mechitze, the big mechitze in the moment, is a two-dimensional mechitze. So why can't we, even if the moment is half auto, half hollow, but it's closed. It's not completely open, it's closed, but it's hollow. The upper half of the omelet is hollowed out. And so why couldn't this two-dimensional mechitze all the way over the whole height of the tefillin be considered as a deep mechitze alone? Just because it encompasses a hollow space rather than a thing that is autumn. So that is gireya from the effect. The little effect of the deep mechitze, of the two-dimensional mechitze, it's not mistava. So even if we say the divit chamisho, mechitzus chamisho are not mitzdarfi, if divit chamisho, mechitzus chamisho are mitzdarfi according to Mereima, then it is manish like chotza. It is manish like chotza. But if we say, so then it becomes a rishayochid for actual mechitzes. Because on top, it's makib hollow, even though at the bottom, it's not makib hollow. So it is an actual mechitze. But if we say it's salty, so it couldn't be considered as an actual mechitze, that is makib hollow. Makib hollow. But there is a din mechitze that is constituted by the two-dimensional mechitze of the side surfaces. So suppose you have an omelet, that the lower half is auto, the upper half is hollowed out, and then it's closed, the side is closed, so that also has a dimension, the two-dimensional dimension.